With the introduction of the Bollywood film industry, Hindi film songs revolutionized Indian culture and remain a driving force in Indian society today. In this podcast, we hope to give the listener an understanding of the evolution of Hindi film songs since the 1930s to present day, the unique vocal technique the songs possess, as well as illustrate the distinct culture and style of Hindi film songs. An important place to start when investigating Hindi film songs is understanding the culture of the Bollywood films themselves. Bollywood films are an amalgamation of many different movie genres. According to Jason Beister-Jones, author of Bollywood Sounds, many Indian films are not quite comedies, not quite dramas, not quite romances, not quite musicals, but rather mixtures of all of these genres in a single three-hour package. The basic structure of a Bollywood film is a simplistic love story. They typically present a hero and a heroine, their chance meeting, a stumbling block to their future together, and their ultimate union with the triumph of good over evil. Bollywood films generally have 6 to 10 songs dispersed throughout the movie. Film directors use these as a means of conveying the characters' emotions and reveal other critical information within the filmic narrative, rather than having characters express themselves through dialogue. These film songs are the most valued part of the film for many viewers. In fact, very few Bollywood films have been successful, according to their box office sales, without the aid of 6 or more songs. Bollywood cinema is unique in that the majority of the songs are seen to be sung by the characters themselves on set, like in a musical, rather than being played in the background like most movies produced in the United States. Bollywood films have a rich history. The emergence of Bollywood gave people living in India a sort of common identity in a time of post-colonization. In the words of music director Anil Biswas, Bollywood music has given the whole of India music consciousness and musical integration emotionally. Following India's independence, Bollywood was one of the first forms of expression that was truly Indian, though some traces of Western influence were apparent and can be seen as part of the movement to forge a new national spirit to put aside differences in support of the newly independent nation. Additionally, when Bollywood first started, the film singers were the actors and actresses themselves because the cameras only had the ability to record sound and picture simultaneously. However, with the technological advances of the 1940s, the film singers and film actors were separated and the actors lip-synced the voices of the film singers. Thus, the separation of acting and singing was enabled, which developed a class of professional playback singers. Once the professional musicians recorded the music, the actors are then able to dance and lip-sync to them during the shooting of the film. Historically, certain playback singers were associated with certain actors. Sometimes the relationship lasted their entire careers. Over time, Bollywood films have followed a similar path to Hollywood, in that they've become increasingly vulgar, including explicit language, more violent scenes, and suggestive scenes. Hindi film songs were India's first mass media popular music and also the first such music to gain nationwide popularity. These songs were wildly popular for a multitude of reasons. First, film songs met no native competition in the field of popular music until the 1970s. Second, film has had an enormous appeal for Indians as an inexpensive form of modern entertainment. Third, Hindi film song has received broad musical exposure through aggressive and widespread distribution and exhibition of Hindi films. Although the Bollywood films play an integral role in helping to understand an aspect of the culture of Indian society, the film songs themselves are undoubtedly the most important part of Bollywood. Many of the songs include background dancers, instrumentalists, and elaborate exotic settings. Some of the common instruments are the bansuri, a flute made from a piece of bamboo, usually with 6 or 7 finger holes. The sarangi, a box-shaped bowed instrument made out of red cedar wood that has 3 chambers to create different hollow sounds. and the sitar, a stringed instrument, usually with 18 to 20 strings. According to the International Encyclopedia of Dance, in their chapter about Bollywood film musicals, an identifiable film song genre evolved through the 1930s and 1940s, characterized by an alternating verse and refrain structure with instrumental interludes between the verses, melodies employing patterns derived from both Indian ragas and the Western major and minor scales, orchestral accompaniment with an occasional use of Western harmony, which is totally alien to Indian music, a thin, high-pitched, even stratospheric vocal sound among female singers, and expressive lyrics.
Unlike the United States music industry, where singers, bands, and rappers look to create an original sound in the hopes of becoming one of the big names, Bollywood singers are the exact opposite. Their goal is to try and emulate the classic sound that has been so successful through many generations. The vocal practices of Bollywood singers have remained largely consistent through time, since its origination in the 1930s. In the article, The Grain of the Voice, by Roland Barthes, he says, "The voice is not personal. It expresses nothing of Cantor, of his soul. It is not original, and at the same time, it is individual." Bollywood singers, especially the women, have a high-pitched tone, airy vibrato, and glossy texture that is signature to Hindi film music and often encapsulates the grain of the voice. Lata Mangeshkar is an iconic voice in Hindi film songs and was immensely influential in establishing the distinct vocal style that so many actresses and actors strive to echo. Lata has recorded over 1,000 Hindi films and in over 36 regional Indian languages and foreign languages. Here is a clip of one of her many famous songs.
Thank you.
The enormous popularity of Lata's voice, enhanced by the promotion and marketing of commercial cinema, radio, television, and the recording industry, has provoked a younger generation of singers who hope to mirror her vocal style. What has made this genre of music so successful? How has the genre of music been able to bridge the gap between generations both young and old? When looking at the United States, we don't have one genre of music or films that has consistently dominated our culture. Yet a country that is more than four times the size has been united through this one form of expression. Perhaps Hindi film songs possess the grain that Roland Barthes discusses in his piece. Maybe Hindi film songs have been so widely popular because they possess the grain that allows Indian people from all ages, interests, and classes to connect with not only the films, but with each other. Barthes says that the grain is the materiality of the body speaking its mother tongue, perhaps the letter, almost certainly significance. It is the feeling and the emotion that the songs evoke, rather than the basic characteristics of the music, that creates such a meaningful experience for the listeners. These films are made to address the 9 rasas, or emotions, through their hybridity in different genres. Rasas, mental states, or forms of consciousness, are all ways to describe the deep cultural emotions that connect the performers with their audience. The 9 rasas that reflect principal human feelings are erotic, comic, pathetic, furious, heroic, terrible, odious, marvelous, and quietistic. In his article Listening to Capoeira, Phenomenology, Embodiment, and the Materiality of Music, author Greg Downey perfectly captures the cultural discrepancies when listening. He writes, "If we assume that ears, eyes, skin, and nerves are not affected by culture, then this privileging of the embodied dimension of experience would seem to suggest that music sounds the same to everyone, if we share a common biological substrate. This idea relates to Bollywood and the cultural modes of listening, because the average American, when hearing a Hindi film song, is not necessarily going to connect with it in the way that they might an American-produced song. This can be attributed to how our experiences have shaped our perceptions, in the sense that though we hear the same way, and we are the same biologically, our cultures, language, instruments, and values are drastically different."
From the first film in 1931, the Bollywood industry has been on the rise, capturing the hearts of millions all across India. Although the films made today are more explicit than they used to be in terms of language, outfits, and violence, the basic foundation, the simplistic romance with its numerous musical numbers, will always be apparent in Bollywood films. Singers like Lata Mangeshkar, who have paved the way for many others, embody the unique vocal practices that are so apparent in Hindi film songs. No matter how much the visual aspects of the films change throughout time, the music and sounds of Bollywood films has always been constant.